Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two people talking about their work as website designers. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
As a kid, I was always messing around on computers, so ended up doing a degree in computer science. Though, strictly speaking, it isn't necessary for this job. It did mean I could walk straight into it. What companies want is people who can come up with ideas. I get a buzz from that side of it, even when it's hard. It's a fluid working environment, so hours aren't fixed and can be long in relation to the salary. I generally like to work on my own, but a web designer can't produce stuff in a vacuum because by its very nature it's a collaborative effort.
Well, I didn't go the university route but worked part-time with different companies and made loads of contacts who've come in handy. Got my foot in the door, so to speak. Then I got a full-time job offer that got me on the ladder. It wasn't easy, and considering what you put in, the job's not the big earner that people assume it is. Well, at least not at the beginning. I supplement it by writing reviews of other people's sites, but I enjoy the flexibility. I like working with other people, and that's key.
As a kid, I was always messing around on computers, so ended up doing a degree in computer science. Though, strictly speaking, it isn't necessary for this job, it did mean I could walk straight into it. What companies want is people who can come up with ideas. I get a buzz from that side of it, even when it's hard. It's a fluid working environment, so hours aren't fixed and can be long in relation to the salary. I generally like to work on my own, but a web designer can't produce stuff in a vacuum because by its very nature it's a collaborative effort.
Well, I didn't go the university route but worked part-time with different companies and made loads of contacts who've come in handy. Got my foot in the door, so to speak. Then I got a full-time job offer that got me on the ladder. It wasn't easy, and considering what you put in, the job's not the big earner that people assume it is. Well, at least not at the beginning. I supplement it by writing reviews of other people's sites, but I enjoy the flexibility. I like working with other people, and that's key.
Extract 2. You hear two cyclists talking about their sport. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
How long have you been cycling then?
I started road cycling when I was 6 and got hooked immediately. I'd practice sprinting between two streetlights over and over. I've always been competitive and I work harder than anyone else. If I don't win, I need to know why. I copy the person who beat me. I won't stop till I'm better than them. The stiff competition in the cycling world is what drives me. You've been to the velodrome, haven't you?
Yeah, the track itself is amazing. Such a steep angle and the bikes have no brakes. If you stop pedalling, it stops. Although I'm not such an experienced cyclist as you, I jumped at the chance to try it. And wow, from the position of the start line, that steep slope looks like a mountain. I was told the faster you go, the safer you are, so I pedalled like mad and managed one lap. I kept going and started to enjoy it. So much so I forgot to pedal and immediately fell off.
So you'll be going back?
You try stopping me. How long have you been cycling then?
I started road cycling when I was 6 and got hooked immediately. I'd practice sprinting between two streetlights over and over. I've always been competitive and I work harder than anyone else. If I don't win, I need to know why. I copy the person who beat me. I won't stop till I'm better than them. The stiff competition in the cycling world is what drives me. You've been to the velodrome, haven't you?
Yeah, the track itself is amazing. Such a steep angle and the bikes have no brakes. If you stop pedalling, it stops. Although I'm not such an experienced cyclist as you, I jumped at the chance to try it. And wow, from the position of the start line, that steep slope looks like a mountain. I was told the faster you go, the safer you are, so I pedalled like mad and managed one lap. I kept going and started to enjoy it. So much so I forgot to pedal and immediately fell off.
So you'll be going back?
You try stopping me.
Extract 3. You hear a man called Roy talking about bees on a phone-in program. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
So, Roy, what do you want to talk about on the program today?
I want to talk about bees. Bees are a vital part of our ecosystem. They're friendly creatures and they're declining in numbers. For what it's worth, my own experience is much like that of other callers who've reported near normal numbers of bumblebees, but virtually no honeybees. I think there's a distinct lack of wasps too. I'm at a loss to know why, though I've read interesting articles about the domestication of bees and poor practices of modern beekeepers. But it seems clear that we can't discount what others see as the number one culprit, the overuse of chemicals by gardeners.
So what do you suggest gardeners do, Roy?
Well, the best thing anyone lucky enough to have a garden can do is provide a bee-friendly area. And the good news is bees prefer lazy gardeners, which I suspect is most of us. A wild garden providing a natural habitat is the way forward. Choose what you plant carefully. It doesn't have to be hard work, but it could make a big difference. And buy your honey from local suppliers you know and trust.
So, Roy, what do you want to talk about on the programme today?
I want to talk about bees. Bees are a vital part of our ecosystem. They're friendly creatures and they're declining in numbers. For what it's worth, my own experience is much like that of other callers who've reported near normal numbers of bumblebees, but virtually no honeybees. I think there's a distinct lack of wasps too. I'm at a loss to know why, though I've read interesting articles about the domestication of bees and poor practices of modern beekeepers. But it seems clear that we can't discount what others see as the number one culprit, the overuse of chemicals by gardeners.
So what do you suggest gardeners do, Roy?
Well, the best thing anyone lucky enough to have a garden can do is provide a bee-friendly area. And the good news is bees prefer lazy gardeners, which I suspect is most of us. A wild garden providing a natural habitat is the way forward. Choose what you plant carefully. It doesn't have to be hard work, but it could make a big difference. And buy your honey from local suppliers you know and trust.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.